You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. The government's financial bailout plan is topic number one on Capitol Hill today. The big three automakers are pleading for a $25 billion loan, and the folks on Capitol Hill, legislators, politicians, want to know what the Treasury government has been doing with the bailout money, where it's going, who's getting it, and whether or not they're passing the money on in the form of, say, loans to consumers. Who most needs a bailout? We'd like to hear your thoughts at 8778-MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Now we're going to move on to the election. Catherine Lanfer is in for John Hockenberry today, so she's going to join me in this election day, 2 weeks later, discussion.
Oh, man, have you heard all the conversation about who's going to be in the cabinet?
There certainly has been. President-elect Barack Obama has been hard at work. He's met with his former Republican rival, John McCain, yesterday. The two men pledged to launch a new era of reform targeting government waste and the Capitol's bitter partisanship. But as Catherine said, the big question is who is going to be in the Obama administration? And for some thoughts on that, we turn now to Lynn Sweet, who is the Washington bureau chief of the Chicago Sun-Times. Welcome, Lynn.
Why, good morning. And Catherine, how are you?
I'm okay, Lynn. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
One thing that President-elect Obama said yesterday that caught a lot of people's attention was he said the national press is tame compared to the local press. Was he talking about you, Lynn?
No, I was in Washington. But he was talking about what I think is the far more aggressive Chicago press corps. I mean this, if you bring up a question that may be funny, but in a very serious way, the Chicago press corps has always been harder on President-elect Obama than the national press, partly because they knew him, weren't particularly starstruck, and weren't afraid just to shout some questions. That's what happened yesterday in general, but in particular, it's just been more of a give and take, and less of a and Chicago press had always just been interested, probably in some hard news questions. Obama's used to dealing with a press corps that has often very different agendas, so he gets very different types. He has the process gotten very different types of questions.
So having followed him, how would you describe this process of the transition team and some of the candidates perhaps they're looking at for various positions in his administration?
Well, I think the way that the transition is operating so far is entirely consistent with how he has run the campaign, and that is just calm and deliberate, with the exception of the Hillary Clinton potential appointment, fairly leak-free and deliberate. He is in no hurry. He knows he has to get this done. He doesn't feel a need to pop out a name before it's time. When the roast is cooked, it will come out of the oven.
But you did mention there was an exception there.
Yes.
This has been a campaign and now a transition group and soon to be an administration. The campaign was really known for not having any leaks. In fact, people joked, at least among journalists, that it was no drama Obama. Does it surprise you then that there was this leak, or do you think that it was on purpose and that there was some very intentional actions taking place there?
Well, what actually happened is that there was a situation that the Obama people couldn't control, and they just hate when that happens, when something gets out of their control. And I don't know exactly how the news got out. It was a great scoop for Andrea Mitchell of NBC News, but one thing that did happen is that Hillary Clinton had to get on a commercial flight to come to Chicago. So that alone could have gotten the ball rolling, since she is the most recognized person and one of the most recognized people in the United States. That could have gotten a ball rolling that people then, you know, hit the phones knowing that she was coming to Chicago on a late afternoon flight. Maybe that's how the ball got rolling. I don't know. So
I was going to say, a lot of people were speculating that, in fact, it was a trial balloon.
Could be. It's not a bad one, given that there's so much out there that you have to think through in appointing Senator Clinton, because you do have to deal with President Clinton, and particularly on the job of Secretary of State. The former president has built a whole global foundation dealing with international issues, travels extensively, and one of the other issues is gets money probably from foreign sources to help fund the foundation. All that had to be digested and thought about by the transition team and by President-elect Obama, who, by the way, is with Vice President-elect Joe Biden in Chicago today with no public schedule. So maybe they're thinking about all this very closely. There's a lot of vetting to be done.
Okay, very quickly. I know James Carville says that in an election you stab your enemies, but during a transition you stab your friends. Who is most likely, do you think, to be disappointed when this cabinet is assembled?
Well, I think somebody who's a very partisan Democrat who is going to be disappointed, who did not understand that Obama does not intend that Obama is going to form a working coalition and put people in it that give him what he wants to get the votes needed when he needs them. So if you think that because President-elect Obama is the first president in 8 years that you're going to have all Democrats, all highly partisan people, you may be disappointed, or people with a very specific personal agenda that they're identified with, I would be, then you may be disappointed.
Lynn, last question, and we have about 20 seconds.
I'll be quick.
Valerie Jarrett is someone that is well-known in Chicago, but not necessarily as well-known nationally. She is a very close confidant of the Obamas, and she has been there from day one of this presidential campaign. And now she's in the middle of the transition. What can you tell us about her?
Businesswoman. She is a CEO of a big real estate company in Chicago, a veteran of years and years in Chicago City Hall, different jobs there. She used to run the city's transit agency called the CTA. And here is one interesting note. The man that hired her in Chicago City Hall, a man by the name of Judd Minor, went back to private practice. Years later, would go on to hire a young Harvard lawyer by the name of Barack Obama.
Small world there in Chicago. Lynn Sweet, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Lynn Sweet, Washington Bureau Chief for the Chicago Sun-Times. And now Mark Garrison is here, and he's got some headlines for us.
Thank you. It's 28 minutes after the hour.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.